This call is being recorded.
Oh, hello, good evening.
Hi, Carol.
Marcus?
Looks like it's just the two of us.
Okay. Doesn't look promising, but let's wait a little bit longer, maybe.
Yeah. I guess there won't be many more people joining, or anyone, basically.
Looks unfortunately that no one is going to join us. I don't know. Are we going to wait a little bit longer, or just leave it?
I mean, we could use the time to discuss your pull request, if you want any specific feedback, or I still need to look through the last two, I think. Okay. I think I didn't
exactly
get
because those two are completely uncommented by anyone. So,
oh, no one commented on them yet.
No, it's clean.
Okay.
So I don't know whether it's perfectly fine or.
Yeah, I'll just read through it.
I was just wondering because I did omit the deleting resource scenario, which actually did. I felt that it does not show anything new compared to updating or creating or getting a resource. Those two scenarios that are still uncommented are related in general to searching or filtering. There is quite a lot, it's hard to say for me. The specification is quite unclear on how to use those elements, especially those predicates like search or free text query. So I already see room for improvement in the specification in this matter, from both examples and how the specification treats those elements point of view. And I was just wondering where shall we go with more scenarios, because those that I've already created cover, let's say, 80% of standard scenarios, and probably and no. More scenarios probably will show some new requirements rather than what actually can be done already.
Right. So would you like to go deeper with some of the scenarios you already worked on, or would you rather like to go broader and make more use cases work?
Honestly, it's hard to say for me. I was wondering whether we could focus on those scenarios that are already here and try to, I don't know, fine-tune the specification or examples or, I don't know, pseudocodes related to those scenarios, because I'm just worried that creating more scenarios will lead us to nowhere, especially when those scenarios are still not very well discussed, I think, because we didn't discuss those scenarios in details on the calls. Of course, there were some discussions on the GitHub, which seems useful because everyone can say what he have to say without having all of us connected at the same time. So I can think of more scenarios, but I'm just wondering whether we shall go that way, or maybe we just focus on what's already there and try to transform it to something useful.
Right. So I think your initial idea was to work on a calendar, right?
Yeah.
So do you think with the use case scenarios that you described, would they cover everything that is needed for such an application or the events API or issue tracker or whatever?
I believe so, that because we've got all the basic tools to create such a calendar. I feel that some of the use cases are hidden in those consideration sections. I think I've touched, for instance, because in the calendar, it may be necessary to explicitly say what kind of, I don't know, date range are you interested in querying.
Right.
Because pulling more on those mobile applications where you have a list of something, and when you scroll down, more and more are loaded. I think this won't work nicely with a calendar when you can see, for instance, the whole month. And this is not created as a separate scenario. It sits somewhere, I think, in the last one in the consideration section. So I believe those scenarios are quite stuffed with features.
Okay.
Consider.
I was just looking through 123 just now. It seems quite straightforward, and I think you used the spec exactly as I intended it. So
Okay.
that's good.
Yeah, but honestly, it was quite difficult. I was It required me to spend quite a lot of time thinking on how I shall use those concepts of yours to craft something that seems usable and seems intuitive. But it's not very clearly specified
Yeah,
how to
that
use
part
those.
is definitely the most underspecified one, I would say.
Yeah, and it's quite powerful, and I believe this might be quite an interesting feature in the whole. Back.
Yeah. The thing that kind of stood out a bit in that pull request in 123 is the JavaScript, the pseudocode or the snippet that you always include at the top. What I find interesting there is that you do a get on events search some text, and you don't really have a more specific method like client.search or whatever. So I'm wondering if we should look at that as well a bit closer, like, you know, to drive it more from a client's point of view, or whether we should spend time on like the abstract level. But in the past, we always spent a lot of time on the abstract level and then kind of got lost in the details.
Exactly. So the driver behind this decision was that when I was playing with my URSA, this server-side API and the concept of a client, I already used, let's say, custom crafted search-like predicates. So I would need separate methods for my own filtering. And that's why I've used just a get. I didn't introduce the search because I was thinking that if someone goes with his own predicate like search, he would need separate methods for this, and I don't think this is a good idea. So, and from the operation or link point of view, I think that the URL with flatten query string parameter is just an URL, so I don't see any specific reason to use a separate method.
So the reason is mainly because you hard code the URL in there, so you don't leverage any of the controls that are in that response that is further down in that document.
Yeah, but for instance, when you have a ERIE template, and when you fill that ERIE template with some data, I don't know, using some third-party components, I think JavaScript has already this, this URI template processing features. The output of such a component is just a flat URL already filled with details within the template. So,
sure. Eventually, you're gonna make a simple GET request, but I think the interesting aspect here is how do you get to that GET request?
Sure, true. We can consider it. How maybe we shall just introduce some extra lines between the new Hydra client and the client GET just to show how this URL can be created. But I don't think the Hydra client itself should take
get
care
into
of
that
it.
Business.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's not a purpose of the client itself. Of course, we can enable it to those components, but I think it's not the main purpose of the client to fill the ERIE templates.
You don't think the Hydra client should understand the Hydra IRI template and how to, you know, make use of Hydra variable representation and the Hydra mapping, etc.
Good point. But the question is how, because the mappings is just a simple mapping of URLs and how the value is treated on the server side, I believe. Maybe it is a hint for a client on how to fill those data. But the specification does not actually clearly say that if, for instance, if you have a mapping saying that this variable is, I don't know, RDFS label, it actually does not say too much. It says that the server will use RDFS label when searching, but does not explicitly say where the client should take this value from.
That's true, but I think, like, I was thinking of an API, so like the client API, something like, you know, do a GET on that API, like API slash events, for instance, then check, then you see it's a collection. Then you could check whether you can search that collection. Otherwise, you have to iterate over all of it. If you can search for it, like what's the supported criteria, then fill out that criteria and send off the search request.
Yeah. So. I think there was already a discussion whether only a collection is searchable.
True. So, I mean, you don't need to check whether it's a collection or not. But you know, given that you describe the story that you want to quickly search through your events, etc., it sounds like a collection. Mm-hmm. But we can obviously omit that step.
Yeah, yeah. And I think there is one more thing related to search itself and the API documentation. I've got the impression that the API documentation and those hypermedia controls allowing you to, for instance, enable search mm-hmm. are somehow disconnected. When I was creating this my ORSA, I struggled connecting API documentation with all those concepts from hypermedia controls. I was wondering how we can address these in the use cases, because currently it's more of a scenario that the API is discovered on the fly with, mm-hmm. with those hypermedia controls. But I was just wondering how we can connect all together on the API documentation level. I think the similar scenario or use case, I think Tomasz Pruskiewicz mentioned it, was related on how to define, for instance, a method with IRI template that says explicitly which HTTP verb to use.
Right.
Because we know how to create IRI templates, we know how to create operations, but we are unsure how to create both at once.
Mm-hmm. So, just to your first point, why would you want to move those controls into the API documentation?
Not controls directly, but I would like to address, for instance, an operation with IRI template within the API documentation.
Do you have an example?
Of usage, how to use it?
Yeah, just one use case where you would like to do that, so that I you know make sure that I understand you.
So, for instance, when you show in the API documentation that you have a collection which is already doable, mm-hmm. why not showing already at the very beginning that this collection is already searchable? Because so, for instance, a client can, I don't know, create something ad hoc in the UI, for instance, show already a text box for a quick search or type as you search as you type user experience like text box. I don't know, just an example.
But for that, it wouldn't need to be in the API documentation, right? It could also be in the response of the collection.
Or... It will have to be in this case. But what I was just wondering, why, if we already know that this is a collection, why not tell the client that it can already search it from the very beginning? So we don't have to figure it out on the fly.
Okay, so it's mostly an optimization.
Probably. I was just wondering because you know I'm from environment where a lot of UI business applications are created, and mm-hmm. It's sometimes quite difficult to create a rich UI application with. Components already in place with this hypermedia controls. Sometimes customer will complain, for instance, when the application will show something grayed out, for instance, which and this gray out will be taken off once the application discovers something extra, you know.
Right. No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not against it. I would just like mm-hmm. to understand it better.
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Just another example of in my exercise with the client that consumes the API documentation to create automatically create AngularJS views, like creation forms. Of course, it's quite difficult to create, for instance, a complete description of what the data structure looks like, because it's yet another story. RDFS and all are not simple.
Yes. Yeah.
Like vocabularies to describe data structure. But what I did manage to create something that allows me to generate views for each structure in the API documentation. So everything just it's created on the very first stage when the application loads, and then it just consumes URLs.
Mm-hmm.
Another example, but again, this is very strictly related to my experiences with my work. So just applications that are created for customers, and they are not very happy when the application shows something that is not available, and it is available some moment in future or not at all, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like those are the use cases we should actually care about. Like if they appear in real world, we should definitely support them.
Mm-hmm. So more or less, these are the things that I might create use cases. But I'm just wondering whether this is a good moment or not. So we already have plenty of use cases, and I'm not sure where would you like to go with those.
To be honest, I don't fully know yet. My thinking was that we would create a couple of use cases and a couple, like I don't know how many, but uh-huh. I see it, and then we would go through them one by one again and kind of, you know, look at each one of them in detail and see whether there is something missing in the spec, uh-huh. whether, you know, some feature needs to be added, some feature needs to be changed, etc. So I wouldn't worry too much about, you know, wordsmithing the spec, but in the first pass kind of just make true that everything we want to support is supported.
Uh-huh. Okay. I was just wondering also because, you know, there was this initiative to create client, let's say a reference implementation of a Hydra client,
mm-hmm.
Several months ago. Of course, something went wrong. I was just wondering, do we have any place to start with? I don't know, a piece of GitHub. I don't have plenty of time for this, but I would just I just don't like you know, sitting on my chair doing nothing. I was just wondering whether it was okay to start something, even trying to use something from those snippets in those use cases. Of course, these are not perfect, but this is something that we can start with.
Absolutely. Like if you want the repository on under, you know, Hydra CG on GitHub, just let me know and I will set it up.
Okay, so it's nothing I can promise, but I'll try to think it over, try to create something to start with. I'll push it to my fork on my GitHub. I'll spread the word and then we can decide what next. Is that okay?
Definitely, yes. So I would, the only thing I would do, I wouldn't do it in the specifications repo, but I would create a separate one for the client.
Okay.
But other than that, like at any point, if you need a repo or something, just let me know and I will set it up.
Because I spent a lot of time with Hydra and RDF in general and URSA itself, and I just hate the idea of living this whole time without anything, without any fruits. So I was thinking about creating something that will move things forward. just.
Yeah, I'm extremely happy that you have a bit of time to push it, because I'm quite.
I have no time. So, for instance, I was a few minutes late, just had to read something to my little son.
Okay.
But I just hate the whole concept to die, and I was just wondering whether how we can push new life into this idea. For instance, I have tomorrow, because I live in Łódź in Poland, we have let's say .NET group, and I'm going to talk about general hypermedia in data, and I will touch Hydra quite extensively, and just cool. Hate the concept that this vocabulary will die off, because for instance there are some alternatives. None of these alternatives are perfect, mm-hmm. especially each of those alternatives are using their own JSON-like structures.
Yeah,
that's why I like the concept of using RDF, because it sits there for many years now. And then JSON-LD is just yet another implementation or serialization RDF. And that's why I feel that Hydra is the best approach to this. But the thing is that those alternatives are better stuffed with specs or I don't know, examples or something that feels like that Hydra is still behind. So I hate this situation.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, a few of those other approaches also have people working full-time on them, more or less. So. Mm-hmm. They have
true. I've noticed that, because it's not like Swagger is it's a real alternative, but I think Siren or HAL or for instance JSON API, which has quite well developed this part for querying, mm-hmm. Seems quite sexy for developers. So we need to move things forward if we don't want to stay behind. So that's why I was thinking about starting creating this client reference or whatever.
That would be fantastic, yeah. Okay. And like if you're giving talks or anything and you would like, you know, a tweet or something on the official Hydra like Twitter handle, just let me know as well. Just shoot me an email or something.
I will need to create a Twitter account.
No, like, you know, I should post there, and I posted.
Sure. Yeah, but I'm not the kind of person that likes, you know, Twitters or Facebooks. I'm just a silent bop.
Sure, but like, if you give a talk, we should give it some publicity, for instance.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Marcus, I think this is it. No one will join us anymore. I'm looking forward for some discussion on those use cases that are still outstanding, and I have nothing else to say for today, I think.
Yeah, me neither. I looked through your CLs in the meantime, through your pull requests, apart from the comment I made just before, and I will type that down as well so other people can chime in.
Okay.
But I think other than that, they look good. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't see any problem with them. The last one, the filtering events, that's probably one where Ruben has a lot to say, because he kind of needs the same with his linked data fragments. But great work. So thank you very much for putting the time into this.
No problem. I've just noticed that the audience or the people are quite busy with comments if they find that you did something. So for instance, if you start some discussions, it looks like the other will join the discussion, but if you go silent,
that's how it sounds like. I don't really understand why, but yeah.
don't understand either, because as I said, I'm working on this user all the time. I've got, of course, it's not much, but I'll try to develop more and more without waiting for you or any other people on the audience. But it's quite a strange situation.
And I don't like me to be the blocker, but you know, if no one else chimes in, I'm kind of end up being the blocker anyway.
Okay, anyway, any plans for next call?
Well, I moved the agenda that I had for today to the next call. I actually need to double check that I'm actually able to make the next call because I think I have to go to a wedding, but I will send out an email about that.
Is it yours?
No, it's not mine. It's a friend of mine.
Okay. It happens.
Yeah.
Okay, Marcus. I've got nothing else to say. If I will have something interesting, I won't hesitate to share it.
Awesome. And thanks again for all the work you put into this. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
So have a nice evening then.
You too.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.